You are now listening to the Random Rambles of Jay.
Number 6.
Hello, Jay here. Random Ramble number 6, podcast number 6. Huh? Jay's come out with number 6 already? Not long after number 5? What's going on? Did you really think I was going to let 2006 roll out and I do not put out another podcast to wish all of my listeners out there a Merry Christmas? No way was I going to do that. So here's Random Ramble number 6, the last for 2006. London is, or the UK is crazy. I mean, there's just fog absolutely everywhere. Flights are having to be cancelled. People are stranded at airports because planes can't land. Planes can't take off. Oh, I tell you, London, the whole of the UK, especially London right now, looks like Silent Hill. There's just fog everywhere and it is freezing cold. You open your front door and you step outside and the wind just hits you in your face. Your face kind of just goes numb. It's horrible. Blah. And I'm sure some of you know already, I've got a wee! Yes, yes, yes. I am the proud owner of the new Nintendo Wii. Awesome console, but I'll talk more on that later. So what has Jay been up to between Random Ramble number 5 and number 6? Does it take a rocket scientist to know? I got a Wii, so what have I been doing? Playing the Wii. But not as much as I'd like, I have to say. University work's kicking my ass right now because there's just so much stuff that's due in. And then it's coming up to Christmas. Ooh. Coming up to Christmas. Can you believe I haven't actually done my Christmas shopping yet? And it is Christmas in, let me see my desktop calendar. It is Christmas in 1, 2, 3, 4 days. And I haven't done any Christmas shopping. I haven't even bought cards. So I know I said in Random Ramble number 5 that people are just getting cards this year, but most of them won't even get that. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to have to just give out IOUs or just cards with nice messages in them that make them feel so warm inside that they won't even notice the lack of gift. Oh God, I can't believe it. Yeah, I'm glad a lot of my friends and family actually haven't put their Christmas trees up yet, because I wouldn't have jack to put underneath them. But yeah, Christmas is approaching. It doesn't feel very Christmassy. The shops and the streets aren't as busy as they were a couple of years ago. Is everyone turning Jehovah Witness? Do people not care? Are they buying their Christmas presents online? Who knows? But it just doesn't feel like Christmas. It really doesn't feel like Christmas this year at all. Maybe it's just me, but it doesn't feel Christmassy. Yeah, how about some of you out there? Does it feel Christmassy where you are? Let me know. Send me a ticket, I'll fly out there. Because it just doesn't feel like Christmas here at all. Maybe over the weekend that may change, but right now it just feels like any other day. But enough of Christmas. The Wii. Yeah, I got my Wii. I got it a couple of weeks ago. And how many weeks have I had it now? Two? Yeah, two weeks tomorrow. And I'm in love with it. Absolutely in love with it. And that's what I can talk about to you. Ha 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 ha. I will be telling you the story. You know, it's like, it's Lord of the Rings epic. New Line Cinema need to get in contact with me, get Peter Jackson to direct it, and we could make a film called How Jay Got His Wii. Very eventful 2 days. And I will be talking to you about that after this commercial break. Boom.
Do you have a Nintendo Wii? No? Well, thanks to Wii Dirty Chat, you can hook up to Dirty Girls to play with Wii. Let our Wii Dirty Chat girls get nasty.
Hey girl, what you doing with that Wii remote? What you want me to do with it?
Fill in your bets.
Yo, I got a nunchuck for you, girl.
Can I hold it?
Our Wii girls will give you what the console can.
Yo, baby, I got a SD card.
Now the whole, oh my god, me getting my Wii. Now I went to HMV in Oxford Street to pre-order my Wii in the 4th week of October.
Some of my classmates were like, oh, we pre-ordered our Wii's at Oxford Street.
Oh god, I'm so tired.
I hope I don't end up yawning throughout this whole podcast. That wouldn't be very professional. Me professional, yeah right. But a couple of my classmates were like, yeah, we pre-ordered our Wii's at Oxford Street. I was like, why? They're like, oh, because we want to do the launch thing. We've never done it before. We thought it'd be cool. I was against it. I was like, I'm not doing that. But a couple of weeks later, I was on Oxford Street. So I thought, what the hell? May as well pre-order me a Wii. So I did. And, you know, I was on the system, gave my details, put down the deposit. And I got my receipt and my little pre-order card. And I was like, thank you. See you launch day. Great. Fast forward to December 7th and 1 o'clock, it was about 1:40 p.m. and I receive a phone call. Usually when my phone rings, obviously if it's someone that I know, then their name will flash up on my phone. But it obviously, just the number came up and I was thinking, who's that? I never used to answer these numbers, but I do now, just because in case it's someone in trouble when they need me to come fly in and rescue. So I was thinking, ooh, what number's this? So I answered the phone, and it's HMV. And then I'm thinking to myself, I was just completely oblivious. I'd not long ago just woken up, so my head's still kind of all over the place. I'm still in wake up mode. And the guy was like, oh, it's HMV, Oxford Street calling. I was like, oh, hi. And I'm there thinking that this guy's going to tell me, oh, so we're just waiting to confirm your pre-order for the Wii and that you'll be coming down. And I was thinking they're going to tell me there's a VIP section for me. I'm going to get a free game. You know, I thought I was going to be getting the red carpet treatment. No. No. No such luck. They phoned me to tell me that I would not be getting my Wii. And I wouldn't be able to get my allocated pre-order console. And as you could imagine, I was standing there with the phone, just staring out my window, just cold as ice. Cold as ice. Cold as ice. I was standing there thinking, oh my God. Oh, wow. And if you see my blog, you'd seen that I actually took a picture of my pre-order receipt and put it on my blog. And ironically enough, in my last podcast, Random Ramble number 5, I actually did a skit taking the piss out of someone receiving the phone call being told they weren't going to get their Wii for Christmas. So the irony that I actually received this phone call a few days after, I was like, oh my God. And I was thinking to myself, I hadn't heard from my classmates about whether they'd received the phone call, but I knew that they were going to get their consoles because they pre-ordered it way ahead of me. And I thought, I'm not going to text or phone them and tell them I may not be getting my Wii. I'm not going to. So all this is going through my head as this guy is talking about why I'm not getting my Wii. And then he said there were going to be 200 non-allocated consoles. And basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving out wristbands to the first 200 people that come to the store. I was like, okay. He said, so if you can get to the store for 10 o'clock and you're one of the first 200 people, you will be guaranteed a Wii. I was like, fine, okay. Obviously hearing that, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going HMV the next day at 10 o'clock. So that's what happened. And so I had to go to HMV. When I got back from HMV, I actually hopped on the mic and talked a bit. I actually can't remember what I talked about, but I'll play it to you. Here we go. Ooh. Right. I have just gotten back from HMV Oxford Street, and the whole time I was on my way back home, I just thought, I'm gonna have to hop on the mic. So, basically, as you may already know from the post on my blog, let me check the dates here. Right, on the 6th of December at about 1:40 p.m., I received the dreaded phone call. The phone call you really do not want the day before a console comes out. The dreaded phone call being,
Hello. Unfortunately, you will not be guaranteed a Wii at launch. Yet the irony. I know. If you listen to my last podcast, oh, the irony. But as you could imagine, I was just standing there with the phone thinking, oh shit, I'm gonna have to do one of those wild goose chases the next morning trying to find somewhere that sells a Wii. But the dude on the phone told me, if you can get to the store for 10 a.m, we'll be giving out wristbands to the first 200 people that turn up. And if you're one of those lucky 200, then you will have a Wii secured for the midnight launch. So obviously, upon hearing that, I was thinking, great, I'm gonna have to wake up at some ridiculous hour of the morning tomorrow and head down there. I decided to do it. I wasn't working the next day. I didn't start my uni. My uni lectures didn't start until in the evening, so I thought, well, I'll go. I'm tired as hell. It means it's a long day, but hey, it saves all the chasing around. Next day, or today, 7th of December, I wake up at 7 in the morning. I'm ready by about 5 to 8. And just as I was ready to go out the door, I thought, you know what, let me just power up my computer, hop online, and check a website. I thought to myself, I'm going to check, because obviously the UK launch is imminent. There may be articles on it already about how there's that thousands of people outside the store, in which case I won't waste my time. The first website I check out, what do I see? Post. UK HMV, there's people queuing outside already. There's a brother and sister who were queued outside the store for 2 days. Then it said there was a handful of people outside the store already as early as 6 a.m. So I'm thinking, crap, I'm probably not going to get there till 9. How many people are going to be there by then? Anyway, out the door, make my way down there. Takes me 2 hours to get to HMV Oxford Street. Decided I'm not even going to bother trying to get the bus there, so I walked miles. Walked, power walking through central London. I'm tall, so I can see HMV a mile off. There's no one outside. I'm thinking, shit, oh no. I walk into HMV, go to the game section. There's some fat bald guy with glasses on the till who looks absolutely baffled. He looks like he doesn't even know where he is. So I ask him, where do I go to queue for the Nintendo Wii wristband? Sorry, what's that? Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask that girl over there. How the hell can you... I mean, come on now. HMV is that the official launch hotspot for the Nintendo Wii. You're working in that store and you don't know what... Anyway, that's a whole nother rant. Went over to the girl. I was like, do you know where to go to queue for the Nintendo Wii wristbands? Yep, some alleyway just round there. I was like, cool, cheers. Standing outside the store thinking, I can't see no alleyway. So I'm kind of pacing up and down. And I look. This alleyway is not the easiest to find. I tell you that. I can completely understand how people would miss it. And I see like two policemen. And like two people. And so I kind of walked down the alleyway. And I was kind of looking. The woman must have thought I was checking out her breasts. I was looking to see if she had a badge. And I saw HMV. I was like, is this the... And she cut me off, like, Nintendo Wii? I was like, yeah. She was like, okay, if you just print your name there and sign. And then I was thinking, wow, I got in. Yay! And I was number 119 on the list. So I was chuffed. I was like, phew! Paid off. And then they took a snapshot of me, a mugshot, so they could identify me. And I was like, cool, see you later tonight. And they talked me through, like... Make sure you got transport home. Make sure you bring a bag to conceal it in. They were actually really, really cool. I mean, I know fundamentally all HMV want is your money, but she was really professional and really cool. She was like, make sure you've got a ride home. If possible, come with a group of people. Make sure you've got a bag to conceal it. It's a sought after item. Look after yourself. Make sure you come on time. She was really, really cool. Very maternal. I was like, yeah. And there you go. I'm just sad. I've hit rock bottom. Not only will I be going to stand outside in the cold, I have to get there for 9:30. Originally, I wasn't going to get there till like 11:30. I really don't care about watching Z celebrities play Wii Sports. They can have all that crap. But I was really looking forward. I wasn't looking to get there that early, but now I've got to get there for 9:30. So not only am I going to be queuing outside for almost 3 hours to buy a Wii in the freezing cold, but I also had to get there some ridiculous hour of the morning. So I've hit rock bottom. I've absolutely hit rock bottom. It wouldn't surprise me if I was actually camping outside for 2 days for the next Nintendo console. Oh god, But that's it. That's my rundown of basically what happened. And I'm going to catch an hour's worth of sleep. And then 12 hours from now, hopefully I should have a Nintendo Wii. Yay!
Yeah. Launch night was a shambles. I hated it. Sorry for that noise. I was just scratching my head. Maybe I shouldn't do that so close to the mic. But launch night was a mess. I hated it. I mean, I was reluctant to go from the start. Those of you who check my blog will know I was reluctant because I posted several times. I do not want to go. I want to keep it on the down low. I don't want to go. But I ended up going. And I wish I didn't go. It was just a mess. And the whole pre-order system, I think, was a mess. Because on the phone, I was being told, queue up at 10. Come for 10 o'clock. That's from 10 o'clock onwards is when we'll be giving out these wristbands. And the first 200 people there will get a Wii. So I got there for 10 o'clock. And I got there 10 o'clock on the dot. And I was 100 and... What number was I on the list? 128. No, 129, I think I was on the list. And I was thinking to myself, this is a joke. Because they told me to queue up for 10. And then on the website, it clearly stated, do not queue up before 10 a.m. We will not allow queuing before 10 a.m. And we will not be giving out wristbands before 10 a.m. And then, I think it was only a few days ago, I found out that they were giving out wristbands. No, actually, it was on that night when I went to HMV. I found out that they actually were giving out wristbands as early as 6 a.m. Which I felt was really... I felt personally that was a bit of a kick in the face. Because, obviously, I'd been told to get there for 10. The website states, we ain't giving out shit before 10. Don't queue before 10. So I thought, alright then, I'll just get there for 10. Just to find that they'd given out 100 odd wristbands before 10 o'clock. I just thought to myself, that's a mess. That is an absolute mess. In that case, they shouldn't have told me to get there for 10. They should have told me to get there for like 8 or 6. But I mean, I won't knock HMV too much, because at the end of the day, they still managed to deliver me my Wii. Or it was me and my pig-headedness that got me up in the morning and down to the store for 10 to get a Wii. But I just think it's a mess. Because how can you be stating on your website and tell people that you have to queue at 10? You're not giving out any allocated consult. You're not giving out non-allocated consoles before 10, but then you go and give them out as early as 6. So, I was pissed off from that, and then the launch night was just, it was cold. It was freezing cold. I hadn't even had anything to eat. I hadn't had anything to drink. My mouth's dry. My stomach's grumbling. I'm cold. And I was in the queue from 9 o'clock. I never got my Wii until about 1:30. Actually, it might have even been 2. It's probably nearer 2 o'clock, actually. I never got my Wii until. So, I was queuing outside the shop from 9 till 11. They let us in at 11 o'clock. Then from 11 till 12, these Z-list celebrities were playing games. And obviously there was a big countdown. No, 10, 9, 8, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, you're all excited. And then for 2 hours, you're just standing there waiting. Standing there waiting. And it was just waiting, 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 and nothing else. And they was playing this video montage of all these different Wii titles. Half the games they were showing on the screen weren't actually out at launch. Like, they were showing Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, Metro Prime 3, Super Mario Galaxy, and I'm thinking, you know, WarioWare, Trauma Center. None of these games are out. I think the only game they showed that was actually out was Wii Sports and Twilight Princess. And Red Steel. Every other game wasn't out. So I was looking at the video thinking, that ain't out, that ain't out, that ain't out, that ain't out. And they're just playing this house music, and I'm just tired. I'm standing there tired. I mean, I'm having to lean on one of my classmates because I'm so tired. I was like, do you mind if I lean on you? He's like, no, that's cool. I said, I'm going to be leaning raw like you're a wall. He's like, no, that's fine. So I was leaning against him. It was really tired, and it was hot. As well, outside we were freezing cold, inside the store it was hot and you couldn't move. They kind of jammed us all in these aisles, and it was only sending you an aisle out at a time. Now there must have been about, how many people on the till? Four people queuing up at the tills. No, four cashiers working at the till. Now there's four people at the till serving, and there's easily over probably 400 people waiting to get a Wii. You do the math. So, I mean, the Wii was available to buy from 12. I never got mine till 2 o'clock. I was waiting 2 hours.
really restless. And it was just a shambles. And then you've got them idiots at the till talking to the guys like, oh, the Wii's so awesome. Can it do this? Have you played it? And they're just talking these guys' heads off. And I'm standing there watching this thinking to myself, you need to shut the fuck up and just buy your Wii and go home. Because that's all I want to do. 2 hours later now, I get to the till and I finally purchase my Wii. Now, I have to say, the pre-order system was whack because basically the way the system was, whilst you were queuing up in the till, staff would come up to you and be like, what would you like? And obviously, I was like, I want a Wii and Zelda. So they'd go off, get it and give it to you. So obviously, as soon as you go up to the till, they scan it, put it through and you bounce. Now, I hadn't pre-ordered, well, my pre-order fell through, you know, like a fat person on like a sheet of ice. So for me, it was just Wii, Zelda, they pick it up, give it to me. If you pre-ordered it, they were like, what's the name it's held under? And they'd go off, obviously, because they'd put your console aside. Now, all my classmates that I went with, they pre-ordered their console, and I don't think not one of them had their console set aside. So there was all this confusion, and then when you get up to the till, you got to go through the pre-order process, and you got to be taken off the system. So you actually, it was, the waiting time was actually longer if you pre-ordered. I was able to just buy and go through, but my classmates had to stand there and give details and hear, oh, you're not on the system and blah, 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 blah. And then also HMV tried to skank me. They were like, now I'm a Nintendo fan, but I do hide it when I'm in the shops. I don't want to come off too geeky. So I get up there and the guy's like, oh, we're doing a special offer. An SD card that's usually £20, we're going to be selling it for £10. I was like, no thanks. And then the guy's like, you need it to save your game. You can't play games without it. I was like, no, you can. He was like, no, you can't. I was like, no, you can. You can't. You can. You can save it on the internal memory. There's no internal memory. I'm like, no, there is. There's 512 megs of flash memory. No, there ain't. Yes, there is. No, there ain't. And I'm just pissed off and I can't believe this guy's telling me that I need this SD card. So I was like, fine. I just didn't want to argue. I was tired. I thought, fine, give me the SD card. I'm just going to take it back and get a refund tomorrow anyway. And so, and the thing is that I got that, I left. I parted with my classmates. They all got a lift up here. I drove up there on my J's. So, sorry, I dropped UK slang there. I drove up there on my own. Sorry. I drove up there on my own. So I walked back. And the whole time, I was tired. I'd just been told that I had to spend £10 of my money, otherwise I couldn't save games, knowing full well it was a lie. And I'm walking back to my car, which is some way away at night, with over £200 worth of hardware and software in my bag. So my mind was just filled with so much that I couldn't even really sink in that I'd got a Wii. And that night I didn't play it. I got home, put my bag down and went straight to bed. Woke up the next day, went into university, got home, still didn't play it. I didn't play the Wii until the Saturday evening. But yeah, that was launch night. To anyone out there who was, well, you didn't miss out. I'm not going to be doing that again. In 5-6 years time when Nintendo release another console, I won't be doing that. I will just, what I will do is just pre-order online the second it becomes available. Or better still, pre-order it at a store nearer to me. There was actually a store that was literally 10 minutes away from me that opened at midnight, and a couple of people were like, yeah, it was cool, you're just in and out in a minute. So next time I'll just be doing that. I won't bother going to no official launch night because it was a waste of time literally, because I spent 4 hours queuing up. Only for Nintendo would I do something like that. But yeah, so those of you who was wishing to go to Oxford Street or do a launch night, you didn't miss out. Don't ever do it. I won't be doing it again. Won't be doing that again. Ever. So that was that, really. But yeah, the Wii is cool though. I love it. I love it a lot. It's really, really cool. And you never guess what. I've got more to tell you on the Wii front. I've completed Twilight Princess. I can't believe it. I've completed Twilight Princess already. I've only had the thing 2 weeks. 2 weeks I've had my Wii and I've completed Twilight Princess already. And also, let me talk about Wii Sports. Really cool game. Loving Wii Sports. Wii Sports is the bomb. I really like it. I'm addicted to bowling. I love Wii Sports, but I'm addicted to it like crack. I play it all the time. It's really cool because you find new ways to take shots, like you find out how to do spins and how you find the tactic to get in strikes, how to throw curves. It's really cool. I love bowling. Really, really love bowling. I'm addicted to bowling. And it's a cool title and it's fun. You will have a lot of fun with it, especially when you're playing with friends. But as it is, there's just not much to it. And I'm feeling that now because I've completed Zelda. So Wii Sports is all I've got other than that. So, yeah. And the Wii launch lineup isn't brilliant. Thank God for Zelda, because if Zelda wasn't there, I don't know what the hell I would have picked up. I'm not buying Red Steel. I'm not buying that game. Usually when I buy games, it's usually a case of I know what game I want before I buy it. Like Zelda was in a months before. I mean, soon as I heard there was a new Zelda coming out, I knew I was buying that day of release. So that's what I'm like with games. I know what game I'm going to buy ahead of time. I'm not one of those people that walks into a game store like, what game should I buy? Oh, I'll pick this up. I walk into a game store or go on Amazon and play.com knowing what I'm going to buy. So the fact that I was deliberating about Red Steel kind of, the fact that I had to deliberate over the game meant that I just should not buy it. And it's just the reviews are too negative. I know I should reserve judgment on the game until I play it myself. But I went into uni a couple of days ago and one of my classmates had got Red Steel. And he said, I'm taking it straight back to the shop. I don't like it. The game's terrible. I was like, oh. But then also in saying that, this particular guy is an RPG fan. He's not really a first-person shoot-em-up fan. So I may go to my local Blockbuster and rent it, because I really, really do want to play it. It's just I'm not sure if I want to part with £40 of my money to play it. And there aren't really any other games out. Like, every other game that's out, I'm deliberating over. So I probably should just avoid it. If Call of Duty had online play and had local multiplayer, I would have bought that. But the fact that there's a version out there which is far superior, that version being the Xbox 360 version, I'm really put off. Because for the same money, you could get a game that has so much more to it. And it's not even the graphical differences that bother me, but the fact that you can play the Xbox 360 version online and do local multiplayer on it as well. And you can't do that in the Wii version, so I'm going to avoid that. But yeah, there's not really many games to buy. I think the next game I'll probably buy is Wii Play. Every review I've read about that has been really positive, and I think the fact that you get a Wii remote with it is a no-brainer. Along with Zelda, I think Wii Play is another game everyone should own. Can't wait to buy. Everywhere's sold out though, so Lord knows where I'm going to find it. I'm probably not going to be able to get that till January, but if I can be asked and I wake up at a decent time, I'm going to do some Christmas shopping tomorrow. By Christmas shopping, I mean go out and find Wii Play and buy it for myself. But yeah, Wii Play just looks so much fun. Really silly little quirky games, and I think that's what the Wii is all about. Every time I play it, I have fun. And I need Wii Play in my life, because I'm all about having fun.
Hey, Mr.
I just find it absolutely ludicrous the amount of stories that have been cropping up about rogue, about projectile Wii remotes breaking TVs, breaking windows, breaking lights, giving a girl a black eye, dislocating a girl's knee. The Wii remote is dangerous. The Wii remote is absolutely dangerous. I can't believe it. It was actually on the news in the UK, on the news about the Wii remote and how straps are breaking. And the annoying thing about a lot of these Wii remote injuries and stuff is that people are trying to blame Nintendo. Now, I'm not just defending them because I love Nintendo and I'm a Nintendo dog, but it's just a lot of these people are like, oh, the remote's got a defect. And it's like, do you even know what the word defect means? It's like driving 100 miles an hour down a 30 mile an hour road, crashing into a lamppost, and then blaming it on the manufacturers of the car. It's your fault I crashed into the lamppost. No. If you swing your arm around like mad and the wrist strap breaks, it's because you're playing with it too excessively. Don't blame Nintendo. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a big Nintendo fan. It's just a fact. The Wii remote does not have a defect. There is nothing wrong with it. A defect refers to something that has a manufacturing fault. The fact that the Wii remote wrist strap is thin is not a manufacturing fault. It's just an error in judgment on Nintendo's part. And like I said, if they knew that this was going to happen, they probably would have thickened it from the start. So that right there is a middle finger to anyone up there who wants to be blaming Nintendo for their wrist strap breaking and their TV mashing up. You know, there's enough stories and examples out there of people who have had accidents with their Wii remotes for you to know better. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. And I just have to laugh. I mean, it's funny until it goes and happens to me. I hope it doesn't. I don't think it will, because I'm pretty safe with my Wii remote. The only game I've been playing really is Zelda. And when you're playing that, it doesn't really require you to swing out too much and go mad with the Wii remote. So I've been pretty lucky. But I'm sure if I was to go rounds on Wii Sports for long durations of time, something might happen, but I doubt it because I'm too careful. But I did have one... I did have one case where I was playing... What game was it I was playing? Wii Sports Tennis. And I had the remote strap on, but I didn't tighten it, which was my own fault, because before you at the start of every game, before you see the title screen or it says Nintendo or anything, you get a screen with a diagram saying put on the wrist strap and tighten it. And I didn't. I just had the wrist strap on, and I was kind of swinging, and I must have swung out harder than I should have, and the Wii remote, actually the wrist strap, kind of came up to my hand. I was like, ooh. You know, fumbling around trying to keep, the Wii remote was kind of flitting and around in the air for a bit, and I caught it. I was like, I was like, whew. Oh God. But it did almost happen to me. So I can kind of sympathize with some people out there, but I can't sympathize with them people that go mad and lob the Wii remote like a crazy bitch. But oh God, if my Wii remote was ever to fly out of my hand and break my TV or break my Wii. Oh, could you imagine if your Wii remote flew out your hand and broke your Wii? Ooh. Especially at Christmas time or something like this. You wouldn't be able to send it to Nintendo to get it repaired. You're out of options. It's not like you can go to the shop and exchange it for another one. Where's got another Wii you can exchange it for? And then, oh, God. At least with another TV, you can go out and buy another TV pretty easily. But buying another Wii, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. But boy, I would break down and cry if my Wii remote flew out my hand and broke my TV. I would just be so pissed off. 15 all. My TV! Oh my God, look at my Wii remote!
Has a big nasty crack. I should have used my stupid if I could tell you harm. I should've used the freaking mistresses, and so why can't I just feel like crap? The feeling that I'm feeling now, I broke my TV, and also damaged the remote for my Nintendo Wii. I should've listened to Nintendo when they said you need to step up, cause baby, my TV now was fascinating. Why didn't I use the wish that you stupid? But there is no more to play on my wheels. Oh, why didn't I just make it rain on the street? I can't sleep at night, cause you are on my mind. What am I gonna do now? Oh, please help me.
Do we have no
more? Wait a minute, this is too deep. I gotta change the Wii channel, but I forgot my Wii remote shelf, and they sold out in all the shops. I am in deep doo-doo, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm falling through. I'm feeling like I'm gonna break down, way down, trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong. The very reflected in the song ain't even half of what I'm feeling inside. I need a Wii remote in my life.
How hard is it to get a Nintendo Wii? It's terrible. No, and it's not just the console itself, but the peripherals and the games as well. Like, a lot of places have sold out of Zelda. Wii Play you can't get anywhere. I'm going to try my luck tomorrow, but you can't get Wii Play anywhere. And it's like every shop you walk past that sells consoles, they've got signs in the window saying we have sold out of Wii. Where obviously so many people have been asking, it's just got to the point where they're like, just put a sign in down window.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you've got... Hey, excuse me, I was just... Hi, excuse me, I'm just wondering if you've... You wouldn't happen to have any... Please don't laugh, but have you got... You wouldn't happen to have any... Hi, mate, sorry, have you got... Do you know when you'll be getting any... Excuse me, you wouldn't happen to... I'll just... Can... But...
Oh, mate, you right there?
Yeah, I was just wondering... Why you... What was the point in that? You wouldn't happen to have any Wii's in stock, would you?
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, great, I'd like to take one, please.
Sure, what bundle pack would you like? We've got the bundle pack with 6 games, the bundle pack with 10 games, and the bundle pack with 4 Wii remotes and a copy of Wii Play.
Can I just have the console with Zelda?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's terrible. Classic controllers, everywhere sold out. Wii remotes, everywhere sold out. Wii Play, everywhere sold out. Zelda, everywhere sold out. The Wii, or obviously the Wii, everywhere sold out. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. This does tend to happen with every console, but as I mentioned, I think in my last random ramble, I've never bought a console at launch before. So this isn't really something I've had to deal with before. I've usually got consoles after they've been out months and the hype has really died down. So you can go into a store and buy a controller and buy a game and it's never out of stock. But I can't really describe the feeling, but it's kind of, I walk around and see all these stores that are sold out and I feel so, I wouldn't go as far as to say blessed, but quite humbled and appreciative that I actually have my Wii. But in saying that, I had to go through some shit to get that Wii. It wasn't as easy as just pre-ordering it and that was it. I mean, as you know, I had to wake up damn early in the morning and go all the way to Central London to Oxford Street to get it and then go back there and wait 4 hours. So, but I do feel quite, not smug, but I do feel quite appreciative because I'm like, I see and hear what some people have to go through to get their Wii, and I'm just like, I'm just so lucky and so fortunate. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm so fortunate that I have my Wii. So, but then getting controllers and all the additional shit, that's where I'm going to have to fight tooth and nail because everywhere's just sold out. So I don't think we're probably going to see Wii's on shelves, generally speaking, until probably February. But because obviously January is when a lot of the sales start, isn't it? So people are going to be going mad, clearing shops out completely. But I'm feeling very good and very fortunate to have my Nintendo Wii. Seeing as it is the close of 2006 and we are going to be entering the new year, that is 2007, I thought, and also seeing as this is Random Ramble number 6, I thought I'm kind of in a position where I could kind of do a clip show. So why not do one? Here is kind of the best bits of the Random Rambles of Jay. And I've chosen these and put these together based on emails and comments that have been left where people have said that they've liked this particular part or that particular bit. So this wasn't me sitting there to myself thinking, oh, that bit was so funny. This is actually people that have kind of listened to my random rambles and like this bit or that bit, and comments that people have left that, oh, that part was so cool. And also, if this is the first random ramble of mine you're listening to, hopefully it will entice you to download 1 to 5 and to stick with me from 7 onwards. Hey, so here we go, looking back on the random rambles of Jay. Here we go.
Situations that were going on within the world of this game, they centered around Sephiroth. You know, I mean, he was bad, you know. I mean, he did some shit, you know. He killed some bitches, you know. He burnt villages, he didn't care. He'd stab people and not care. He didn't even talk. He just used to walk around and just stab people.
My Wii receipt. Ah, oh, I'm touching it. I'm rubbing it on my face. I'm rubbing my room. Can you hear it?
Yeah. We bringing gaming back. Yeah. Them Sony people don't know how to act. Yeah.
Tifa was one of my favourite characters in Final Fantasy VII. So to see her throw down in this fight scene, I was like, yeah. And then she gets a little electric shock in her back and the whole fight's over. And it's like, what the heck? I was holding my heart when I heard it. I was holding my heart and I was kind of just sitting on my bed as I was playing it thinking, oh my god, this song is terrible, it's awful, with something like, come on Nana, come on Nana, shake a thing. And then it's like she's beating this guy up and then he just teleports behind her, gives her a little punch in the back, and it's like, ah, and she flies 10 feet across the church and slides through the flowers. And the whole fight's finished. And it's like, it's like, okay.
Yeah, the Wii's coming out. Make you spend just to
pay the Mulan's world is just not fun because Mulan, the character herself, is so boring. It's like, and even when there's a point in the world where she ends up in your party, and she goes by the name Ping, which I don't know. Some of you Chinese people out there might find that offensive. I thought it was pretty wrong. I laugh, but I thought that's pretty wrong. Ping. It's like they're taking the piss. But anyway,
everything that you loved about Final Fantasy is like Square Enix just sucked it out with a vacuum.
Square Enix need me. They need me. So I've got my Smallville to look forward to. Wii to look forward to. Those in the US will have PS3 to look forward to. I won't, you know, we ain't getting PS3 till March.
got it twisted. You must not know about weed. You must not know about weed.
Come on, please. Piss off. Releasing this shit and then releasing it late.
I mean, this game, I used to play it on mute. Whenever there's a cutscene or something, I just push the mute button. Because they're talking monotone like,
we have to go to the temple. We have to fight him. He's going to destroy.
My games would be epic. I'd make you cry. Oh, good. And I'd have Hikaru Utada sing the most beautiful theme song that have you in tears. And that's just the intro. No, that, you see, this is why I think that us UK gamers, we need to boycott certain releases.
You white, I'm black, you ain't allowed to say nigga, dog, that's racist.
If no one buys a PS3 and figures are really bad, and Sony find out why, they'll think twice before they start delaying consoles 4 months. Ken Kutaragi, I want Ken Kutaragi to cry. I want him to cry. I want him to sit in his office at Sony HQ Japan and cry with the lights off, with a paper bag on his head, with the holes cut out around the eyes. Wow. So we come to the end of Random Ramble number 6 and almost the end of the year of 2006. I'll keep this outro short and sweet, since when has Jay ever done short and sweet? But I just want to say a big, big, big thank you to everyone out there who has been listening to my random rambles. When I mean everyone, I mean like 2 or 3 people, literally. they know who they are. Really, 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 really big thank you to all of you that have listened. And if this is the first one of my podcast you were listening to, please check out the previous 5 and stick with me from 7 onwards. And I also want to wish every single one of you a merry, merry Christmas and a brilliant, prosperous new year. Eat loads, drink loads, but, you know, all in moderation and all that. And I'll catch you on the other side in 2007. And I will leave you with this. Could I call it a Christmas song? Yeah, I guess I will. This is from a rock tribute band who are called Wicked J and the Licks. And pretty cool, funky song. And so I'll play out with this. And once again, I wish you all a very, very merry Christmas, a happy holiday, and a very, very happy new year. Catch you in 2007. Sayonara.
Oh, Santa, stop ignoring me. I know you can hear me.
Santa, what will I get for Christmas? You got my legs. Don't try to deny it. I'm never cool or a gift this Christmas. I've been good to see him. I hope it's a letter.
Santa, what will you give me this gift for Christmas? I would like a PS3 and Nintendo Wii. The shops are out of stock and I cannot get one. But I'm sure that your elf will work something out for me. I promise you, Mr. Claus, I have been a good boy. I haven't done a single thing wrong this year. I'm hoping up and hoping when I wake next morning, I will see your love for rest up right down there.
What will you get for me? Santa, what will I get for Christmas? You got my list, don't try to deny it. I'm never cool or a gift this Christmas. I've been good to see you. I hope it's a letter.
I promise I will go to bed nice and early, and that I won't peek on you from the top of the stairs. I'll leave to be a good boy and leave you a man's smile. I'll leave you stuck and hanging up just right over there. I have to say that you have got me real excited. The suspense and the feeling, it is killing me. Regardless of what you gave me, I will be grateful. So keep hold over me, I'll give you a kiss from me.
Wow. It's almost Christmas Day. Santa, what will I get for Christmas? You got my list, don't try to deny it. I'm a cool or a gift this Christmas. I've been good to see you. I hope it's a letter.
Come on, Santa. Don't let me down. Don't you answer my call.
You've got my list, so you're
Mexico,
Greenland,
Ibiza,
Tenerife,
Norway,
Sydney,
New York,
Jamaica,
Kyoto,
Antigua,
Oklahoma,
Hawaii,
Mississippi,
Maui,
Italy,
Liverpool,
Manta,
Shinjuku,
Black,
White,
Japanese,
Dance,
Race, Long,
Skinny,
Brown,
Chubby Face,
I wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Jay
wishes you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Black,
White,
Japanese,
Chubby face, I wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Jay wishes you a Merry Christmas.